Hello everyone, welcome. Today is March 17th, 2021, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Loy, where he shares or interacts with you regarding any of his posts on YouTube this week, the Deep Waters subjects, Spiritual Laws of Nature, or even the new Jesus program that he's just started. So this is a time for you to be able to interact with Alex. If you'd like to pose a question to him or make a comment, we're going to give you that opportunity to do that. So before we hear from Alex So and you, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Loy or myself, Johanna Chan, or possibly you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so Alex, I think this week's title was When Tragedy Strikes, and the new Jesus topic was You Have Software for Selfishness. Of course, any of you could ask questions about any other past programs as well, but okay, Alex, you're on.
Thank you so much, Johanna, and thank you, everyone, for being here. Yeah, Johanna is correct. The two teachings for this week, the new Jesus was you are born with software, and the software runs every day for selfishness, for seek pleasure and avoid pain. So you don't have to try to live that way. That is built into you, and it wars every day against another software program that we are born with and have running every day, which is to prioritize relationships and love. And so every day is sort of, okay, which one of those am I going to choose today and 100 times today? You know, when it comes to taking out the garbage, traffic, what I do at work, how I treat people, what I do in the dark when nobody can see, all of that is relevant to what are you choosing. And I would say it's not even up to you. It's not your responsibility to do right and not do wrong. I don't think you can. Now, you can some. But not you can't do it to the degree that you need to. And it's not about that. It's about you choosing in your heart that my intention, the thing I want most, is to live in love, prioritize relationships, et cetera. I'm trying to do that. I mess up every single day, but that's my intention. Okay? And then On Deep Water, we talked about when tragedy strikes. And 5 to 15 times in a lifetime, typically, tragedy strikes an average person. For some people, it's way more than 15 because of where they're born and the family they're born into. Sometimes you're in a war zone. Sometimes there's nothing to eat. Sometimes you're in unsafe conditions. But for the average person, 5 to 15 times in a lifetime. And I've referenced before the wonderful work of Dr. Reike Hamer, from a medical doctor from Germany who took 6,500 last-stage cancer patients, treated them, and had over 6,000 of them recover and survive. And he said he did it based on his theory of where illness and disease comes from in the first place, and that is it comes from a conflict shock experience, a tragedy, a major trauma, and that when you have these 5 to 15 tragedies, traumas in your life, a lesion, literally a physical lesion, forms somewhere on your brain. And wherever the lesion forms, that's where you're going to break. For me, it was acid reflux. For Hope, it was depression. For Dr. Ben, it was ALS. It's different for different people. But it's not if you'll break, it's when you'll break. So those are the two things we talked about this week is when tragedy strikes, how do you not get taken down for the count to the point that you really never bounce completely back versus that tragedy being something that literally becomes a power source in your life that takes you to the next higher level of your life, which is, I believe, how we're supposed to deal with those things, even though it's hard, difficult, and painful. So those are the two topics, but, you know, we can discuss other things if you'd like. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. So if you'd like to interact with Alex, you can, and you're on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. If you are on the web and you would like to type out a question or share a comment, you can just type that into the field, and I will read that to Alex, and you can connect in that way. So go ahead and raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and I'll open your line so you can interact with Alex. Okay, we have a hand up, and I believe this is Marilyn. Your line is open.
Yes. Yes, good morning. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, Marilyn.
I'm going to talk about the when tragedy strikes because I had a very interesting response to it. When I was listening to you and you talked about that feeling where you've hit rock bottom and then for me it was nowhere to go but up, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, I remembered feeling that, but I can't remember when. I know it probably was my late teens, early 20s. But after the call, I took the trilogy from the All Access email and I started to heal on it, even though I couldn't remember specifically. And I don't think it was a specific incident, one-off. I think it was a series of things that happened where I just, you know, it just ended
right.
up being rock bottom and that thing. But as I started to use the trilogy, I had an image of my sister come in when I was probably 4 or 5, maybe younger. And the feeling was very much unfair because she was just the perfect child in so many ways.
You had one of those too, huh?
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. And I was the exact opposite. And then my older brother and then my younger brother come in, and the feeling was my mother wanted all them, and it was unfair that she didn't want me. Mm-hmm. And so I healed on that, and afterwards I was at my computer, and I got up, and I came into the kitchen. And the feeling was like my lungs expanded.
Ah, yeah.
And I felt like I stood straight, and I thought, oh, you know, that was interesting. And because I went back to that time in my life, later in the day, I thought, oh, I wonder whether when my younger brother came and told me that he had set fire to the house was a shock. Mm. And so I then took the trilogy again, and I healed on that specific memory of him telling me that he had started a fire, and the specific memory of going into the house and seeing the fire.
Mm.
But in that memory also, I had to run because we were at the neighbor's house and he had gone home, and it was probably 50 meters from where I was when he told us to where we ran. And then after we went into the house and I realized as a four-year-old, no, I couldn't do anything about it, we then ran. This is a college campus, so the road was not like traffic. We then ran in the other direction. And so I also healed on that memory of running. And as I healed on that, another memory came in when my son was 22. He took his father's supercar out for a test day and he crashed it. And
even
though I don't have a and even though I don't have a physical memory, I saw him do it. And again, I ran. I had to run from where I was to where the accident was, and I struggled to run. So I've started to put healing into that, and what I sort of, and I will continue to heal on this, is when you talk about you lose your breath, and I'm not an unfit person that when I walk, I will puff. And my husband and someone look at me as though you're unfit, and I'm going, I don't know why I'm puffing. And I think it's these memories that have created that stress in my lung area.
Absolutely. Stress, I mean, we absolutely know that it decreases the oxygenation in your blood, which decreases your breath. Plus, when we become stressed, we tend to start breathing out of our chest rather than our diaphragm. So it's several different ways that we become less oxygenated, shallower breaths, and even breathing from a different place.
Yeah, well, I struggle to do the breathing into the diaphragm, and the best way for me to do it is lying on my back to do it. But there are times when I'm breathing into my stomach, I almost feel like my body is fighting me and wanting to breathe into the chest, not into the stomach.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just and the other thing, other question I would ask is, would this also be a feeling that you wouldn't want to feel again, the feeling of shock, would that be something also to heal? I never want to feel this again.
Well, I think it's
the most painful memory.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit individual. Like the biggest traumas I've had in my life, I would not want to pray that I don't feel that again. I would want to pray that if I feel it again, let it be transformed and take me up significantly higher than I am in my life now. And anytime any tragedy like that happens, let me go through it in love so that it does take me higher every time that happens in my life. Because you know, all day long and all through our lives, so many things are a negotiation. You know, well, I'll pay this much for a house, but not that much. I'll exercise this much and this type of exercise, but I don't like to do this type, et cetera. Our job, I'll work for this much, but not for that much. I'll work until this time of day, but I won't work later. Well, in a way, this is a negotiation, too. The tragedies are going to happen. You can't prevent them. And I would even say if you're on your deathbed, you don't have a guarantee that another tragedy might occur before you leave this earth. We just have no control over that. So anything in my life that floats up all boats, anything in my life that takes me to a higher place where I am more enlightened, I am wiser, I am more living in love and joy and peace in the present moment. Man, anything that does that, that is a good negotiation for me. So even if it is another tragedy and I feel that horrible thing, if the end result of that is taking me up to a higher place in my life that I can't just get through very easily from normal conditions, then I would say that's worth it for me. But I think every person probably has to answer that for themselves. And I would say someone who's been through something like the tragic death of a child, I can absolutely see how that person would say, no, my choice is never to feel that again. And I would totally understand that. Now, they don't have any control over that. But you know, I can certainly see how that would be their desire. That's not mine. Mine is, if it happens again to me, let it take me up higher.
Yeah, in the habits and addiction program.
Yeah.
I've done the one, but because everything else has been coming, I haven't gone back to doing it. But what I have done is there is a prayer that you put in there where
yeah.
you say that you ask God to take this pain away.
Right.
But if it's not what's best for me,
yeah.
use it to create something positive in my life.
Yeah.
Use it to teach me to be a better person, to raise me up, and to create more love in me. Well, I've started to add that since.
Yeah.
I
pray
that
every time.
Yeah, I put that into every one of my prayers now when I do it. Incidentally, our son did walk away from that accident.
Oh.
And I've always felt, he had a bit of brain bruising, but that was, and the neurosurgeon said he's a very lucky boy. But I've always felt that it was a good thing because it taught him that these things, when they go wrong very quickly. And
yeah.
At 22, you think you're bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just on a track day. He was the only one on the track, whereas once he started racing, you have other carts around you. Those things go very fast. He has a 250cc bike engine on his cart, so they're not slow. And I felt that it saved him from having a possibly more life-threatening accident. He's been
yeah.
racing ever since.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was one of those things. At the time, it seemed a terrible thing.
Right, right.
But I think it taught him a lot.
Right, yeah. So
I haven't got a lot. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm changing the subject, so if you want to say what you're going to say.
Well, I agree with everything you said. For some people, their desire is never go through that again. For others, okay, I'll go through it again if it can help transform me to a better and better and better person. But none of us have control over those things. So what we desire is, find and desire that, but that may not remotely be what happens. And the key is whatever happens, dealing with it in love versus dealing with it in fear.
Hmm. And I just want to say thank you for these New Jesus ones. I really do find them very helpful. I listen to them and re-listen to them.
Well,
I think there's still a part of me that's trying to feel I have to be good before I can have God's
yeah.
grace. But
hey, me too. Me too. I have that thought at least once a day. I really do. And
okay.
I've been teaching something else for over 20 years, and I still have that thought at least once a day. It's amazing. But,
okay.
but my pleasure. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Johanna.
All right. So we don't have any other hands up. If any of you on the phone would like to interact with Alex now, please raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are online, you can type in your question there. And let me just refresh and see if we have any other hands up. I think that's going to be it for questions today, Alex.
All right. Remember, we just last week did the first Custom Guided Trilogy event of this year. It is the most powerful healing process event with a group I've ever seen. And that is for our all-access people only. There's no extra charge to you for that. And we dealt with issues of insignificance, which is identity and worth, insecurity, which is safety and rejection, and anger, which is evidence of a wrong goal in your life. And by saying we addressed those, we did the custom trilogy processes to heal the source of those. So please check those out. And look for the next one that we'll be doing. I think we'll be doing 4 or 5 of those this year. And remember, you can send in a question without having to be here, and we'll answer it. So That's it for me. Love you, everybody. Thank you, Johanna.
Okay. God bless you, Alex. All right, so we're going to go ahead and shift gears for anyone that would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code. You can raise your hand, press star 2, and your hand's going to get raised, and I will open your line. So our first caller is from Chicago, and your number is 17. Your number ends in 1799, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. I'm fine. How are you today?
I am good. So before I forget, just a question for what Dr. Alex just mentioned earlier about the custom healing code event. When he said check it out, is that open for public or that needs to, that's only for the all access? Members.
Yeah, they're only for all access members at this point. Yes. So
okay.
If you want to check out that membership, the membership options, go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com and you can learn more about the all access programs and the different member levels.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. I will check that out. Okay, so I would like to get a new code today. I think I'm just learning. And by the way, I've been I feel the difference. That I feel the growth, the progress that I'm making slowly but surely, feeling more secure as a person. I think one core issue I didn't realize how deep it was before until recently is that I just never really felt safe, like physically, subconsciously. Of course, I'm not, you know, seeing anything that's unsafe around me. But as I continue to heal, I realize the trauma, not so much just what I went through, but the little more that I know now about what my parents went through, the war time that, you know, they were, you know, a child and their parents, my grandparents went through. And I just think those things were carried down to me because I, you know, obviously not having a nurturing childhood, that didn't help for sure. But I just, for the longest time, I feel like, wow, I've healed so many things. Like, what else do I need to do? Why do I still feel like, you know, I thinking about, wow, I am safe in this moment in God's presence always would bring me so much comfort, which made me realize, okay, I guess I normally don't feel safe. So the past healing code, I think I healed on, I focused on just the memory, the experience my parents went through that I know of. That could cause, that pretty much could be trauma for them. I don't think they realized there were traumas to them. But coming from, you know, my place, looking back, I'm like, that's got to be trauma for a child. And that, I think, helped me to understand my struggle. I think that helped me. I hope it helped me in my healing. And that I'm also realizing that I was just so in the deficiency of kindness and goodness in life. It was just so much harshness they went through in life and so much harshness I went through as a child. I think I'm just beginning to fill myself with those category of fruits of the spirit. When you first identified it for me online, over the phone, you know, you asked me to focus on those categories, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, really? Goodness? Kindness? I thought I just need to work on my humility. So I don't know if I'm making sense, but
no, you are.
Sharing
and
my discovery.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And thank you for sharing that, Sheena. I would really encourage everyone to do one of the diagnostic tests, you can find those on Dr. Alex's website or my website if you're one of my clients. But those really help us to become more aware of areas like what you've discovered that we may not think have anything stored there. And these are very likely you have things that are in the process of still healing that you did inherit and absorb from your parents. So as those heal, it seems to open up more windows, you know, in our heart and our mind to recognize these kind of things. So good. Good work, Jean.
Right. Yeah, thank you. And you're talking about the relationship issue finder, right?
Yes, the relationship issue finder. Yeah, that's that's the one I recommend the most, honestly.
Okay.
And you get the feedback. You also get an email that, you know, has your scores in it. You can see your scores right away, but then you get an email, so you a PDF. You could print that out so you have that for record. And I would do that at least, you know, I would do that once a month.
Really? Okay.
Just to see your progress. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I did it a while ago, so I haven't done it recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would do it again.
Okay. Okay.
So what would you like today? Would you like another custom for addressing the things that you most likely inherited from your
feeling,
parents?
Right, just feeling safe, feeling I'm going to be taken care of. I'm going to be okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something I didn't realize was so deep in me that I don't have to, because what the past month I've been focusing on was just the feeling like people, especially people in authority, with authority, could determine my value and my future. I think that's a lot of what turns out to be what makes me feel unsafe. But I, looking back at my parents' experience, those people in authority could determine their life and death.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I inherited it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I would also recommend that you explore the trust category. The trust category could have some eye openers for you, but also regarding your parents, you know, because it deals with faith. It deals with being okay in the present moment. It deals with having hope for the future.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so did you want, are we making a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy, yeah.
Okay. Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues.
The primary issues.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going to start with the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand first.
Okay.
All those points. Okay, next we're going to go to under the eyes, chin, under the nose, and we're going to go down to the hand. Thumb, middle finger, little finger. Then we go to the chest. We're going to go to collarbones, sore spots, back up to the eyebrows, under the eyes, then the 9G.
Okay, hold on. I have middle finger, little finger, chest, collarbone, sore spot, and then I got lost.
Okay, eyebrows, and then under the eyes, and then the 9G.
Okay. Under the eye. 9G. Real quick, I just thought to ask, in the just the standard, the universal portion from eyebrow to side of a hand, I think I got one part messed up, that once you get to a sore spot, middle of the chest, and you go to under the arm, and then under the nipple, right?
Right. And if you don't do those in the exact order, it's okay. You just want to stimulate each point.
Okay.
We just think it's easier to just to trace your body from the head all the way down.
Oh, I
makes
see.
It easier.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so minute number two is your healing code. We're going to do both hands below the belly button. Second, left hand, high bridge, right hand, brainstem. Then we're going to do both hands pointing at the jaws. And then both hands pointing at the Adam's apple.
Okay,
minute number three. You're going to trace from the base all the way up and over to the top of the spine. Let's do that three times. Then we're going to start at the solar plexus. Slide up to the heart. Slide up to the throat. Slide down to the base. Slide up to under the belly button. I'm going to slide up to the heart. Slide up to the forehead. Slide back down to the heart.
Oh, okay.
And then go all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And then that's it. Then I would go ahead and repeat the healing code.
Okay. And then could you tell me, like, what categories I should focus on? I think you mentioned trust.
Well, the first one, I would say trust. Definitely address trust. But what I would suggest you do is do the relationship issue finder, look at your scores, and start with the scores that are lower scores. But trust for sure.
Okay, great. Thank you
so
much.
Okay, God bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller, your number ends in 5920, 5920, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
I'm not doing so good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the physical thing I'm trying to address, which is lymphedema, just seems to be getting worse even over all the months. It's spreading to more areas, and it's getting more intense, and my skin feels inflamed all the time. And I can't really tell if I'm healing the images and those, that kind of thing. So I don't really know what to do to address this.
Okay, what is your primary feeling about your condition? Is it fear? Is it frustration? Is it anger?
It's just between fear and discouragement.
Okay. When you think about that, what you're feeling right now regarding this condition, is there a specific early memory that comes up where you remember feeling this kind of same kind of fear and discouragement about a situation?
The only thing that comes close is, like I said, I was hospitalized at age 14, so there's still some of that, and I tried to include all that over the past couple weeks.
Okay, so are we doing trilogy?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue. Okay, just a moment. Okay. This is going to be for any primary issue, so I would recommend you do this through all 12 categories, okay? Addressing any relationship issue, any issue in your life when you have felt fear/discouragement about a relationship or anything. Okay. You could do the relationship issue finder. That might give you some clues as to where this program is still strong. But peace would be the primary category right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do trilogy. So minute number one, we're going to start with the eyebrows, go all the way down to the side of the hand. Can you say for me again the primary issues?
The primary issues. I also have two other sort of big primary health issues, my eyesight and neuropathy. But then lymphedema is the one that's bothering me the most.
Okay, and that's why. So that's why we want to go through all 12 categories. That way, we won't leave anything out.
Okay.
Okay, and that's why I was testing for the primary.
Okay.
Okay, good. Say for me again, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
Okay, good. Okay, so minute number one, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. We want to clear those meridians and acupoints of any resistance, any blocks that would keep this positive energy of love and hope and peace to flow through, find any areas in your heart that have fear or discouragement. Okay, so down to the side of the hand. Then you're going to go to collarbones, middle of the chest, sore spots, under the eyes, under the nose, thumb, little finger, side of the hand, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number two, healing code. Left hand below the belly button, right hand high bridge. Second position, both hands temples. Third position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. All right, that's it. And then minute number three, we're going to start at the base, slide all the way up without stopping to the top of the spine. Then you're going to go back to the base, and this time you're going to just pause at each center. So hold it for 4 to 5 seconds or as long as you like. And just go slowly all the way up and over. So the first thing when you do the base and come up, let's do that 3 times. And then go back to the base and do the slow process.
Okay.
And then repeat the healing code again.
Okay.
And that's it. I would go ahead and do the relationship issue finder, see what your scores are there, and address whatever the low scores are. But I think initially, like today, before you even do that, go ahead and address the peace category. So you want to read the explanation, the description of peace, see if there's any memories that come up besides the one that you've already identified, the hospital memory at 14 years old, and do it on that category. Then, you know, when you get your relationship issue finder results, start addressing one category per day and start with the lowest scored categories.
Okay. I do have a question.
There's
the pandemic happening, and that's creating a lot of anxiety for me on a daily basis. So how do I address that I'm getting like a buildup of anxiety every day?
Yeah, that's a good, and that's probably contributing to everything else too, the fact that we have this continual stress coming in every day. I would address it with the peace category again. that whole fear, you know. So it's not just memories of fear and discouragement, but also just the present fear that we're experiencing, that many people are experiencing with this pandemic. So you want to be able to respond in truth and love and peace, no matter what the circumstances are. So you just say that to yourself, even if you don't feel it yet. Just say, I'm choosing peace and love right now as my response to this, whatever it is, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's your physical condition. Like Alex said in the call today, you know, we have a choice. We want to choose love. What you've experienced, it could be categories as trauma. So, you know, listen to his call again today to help you address the issues that, you know, the trauma, the stress that's stored in the past all the way up to the present, and that's going to help.
So if the relationship binder is pointing to a different category, I still include the peace category as well?
I would address peace today just on its own, but the relationship category, you know, you're going to have other scores. I would just start with whatever the lowest score is. Now, if it's peace, go ahead and do it, peace.
Right. But what about the pandemic? Anxiety. So,
that's peace. That's the peace category. So
right,
you're going to be actually addressing everything at the same time. It's just when you choose a primary thing to focus on, it may prioritize that. However, your body knows what to do.
Okay.
If your mind says, "Well, I want to address this pandemic fear," but your body and your whole, you know, and subconscious know that memory in the hospital is still the primary, it's going to address that first.
Okay, because the eyesight and the lymphedema kind of started when the pandemic started.
Okay. Yeah, so that may show up, you know, in the love category. It may show up in other categories. So, you know, don't try to figure it out. The energy knows where to go.
Okay.
You just give your body the trilogy, and it's going to do what it needs to do.
And just try to set as many intentions as I can.
Well, when you explore the category, if you don't find any memory or any current issue that seems to fit that category, you just trust that, okay, I'm just going to trust it. As I do this, you know, the body knows what needs to heal. It's going to go wherever it's needed, whether I know or understand it or not. I would take it through. I would use this trilogy through all 12 categories, so for sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, I think it's Marilyn. Marilyn.
Yes, it's me again. I haven't seen my older brother in a couple of years, and we're getting together Sunday week to visit with him. And I found yesterday I felt extremely anxious about this. But at the same time, I also felt very angry that I felt this because I have all these tools. Why am I feeling anxious? So it's sort of like two issues. A, the anxiety about seeing him again. And the anxiety comes from the feeling of I'm not good enough from a good girl point of view. My father was a minister. Lindsay is the only one who has stayed with the religion, and he's very much into you're a sinner. I think that's for a lot. And it's a feeling of condemnation and rejection from him. But again, there's also that angry, well, why do I feel this way? I have all these tools. Why do I feel this anxiety when I'm going to see him again?
Okay, well, you can look at it this way. Well, there's still some wounds that need to heal. So it's okay that it's come up. Be okay. Don't be angry about it.
I've never had a good relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can heal that. So at this point, when you meet with him, it'll be like a fresh start as far as the relationship with him goes. And if he still hasn't changed, if he still has the same feelings, because we're going to heal your heart, you'll be able to respond, as Alex said, you're going to choose love. And not anger and not fear. Yeah.
I think there's also...
It's okay.
I think there's also a lot of grief that I don't have a good relationship with him.
Yeah. That's okay. We're going to heal all that. No regrets.
Okay.
Okay, let's get a trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Relationship issues with brother.
Relationship issues with brother.
Okay, good. Okay. We're going to start at the eyebrows and tap to the side of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're going to go to chin, under the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Chin again.
Mm-hmm.
Then sore spots.
Mm-hmm.
Mid chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, healing code. Both hands, jaws.
Uh-huh.
Left hand, brainstem, right hand, high bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands, temples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute 3. Start at the base. And go all the way up and over 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Start at the solar plexus.
Yep.
Then up to the heart.
Uh-huh.
Up to the throat.
Yeah.
Up to the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the base.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to slowly move up, pausing at each center. And that's it. And then go ahead and repeat
okay.
the
go
healing code.
Okay. Just one question while I was writing that. I was sort of thinking my husband doesn't have a good relationship with his brother for different reasons. Would this trilogy also be able to be used for him?
What is his feeling primarily? Is he anger? Is he anxious about him? What is his feeling towards his brother?
I think frustration, anger more than
mm-hmm.
I think there's a very much a competition between the two of them. They sort of maybe the way I would put it, somehow they both sort of always trying to be, he's the older of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I
would say you
like
could use this, yeah, I would say he could use this or you could do it for him and release it to him in love, which would be really powerful
okay.
for your husband. Yeah, go ahead
okay.
and include it.
All right, thank you. And thank
okay,
you for these you're trilogies.
Welcome. You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So God bless everyone. Thank you again for coming today. We will be here again next week. So please send in any feedback, any questions. You can always email us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and we will address that. If I don't know the answer or if we can't answer you directly, we'll contact Alex. So thank you again. God bless.